Welcome to Reflections Take a Minute, Season 6, Episode 9. For today's episode, we're going to be taking life lessons from the life of Prophet Ayub. As I had earlier said in the last episode, Prophet Ayub was blessed with wealth, riches, and all that can make a man's life comfortable on this earth. And he still stayed steadfast in his worship of Almighty Allah. He was also very generous with his wealth and never showed any form of arrogance or condescension towards the poor. And when he began to lose his possessions, Iblis disguised himself in the form of an old man and went to tell him that, look at you. Despite how steadfast you are in all of your worship, look at how you are losing your possessions. You're losing your riches, you're losing your children. And Iblis said to him, I'm sure Almighty Allah must have abandoned you and ignored all of these prayers, which is why you're suffering the way you're suffering this way. And the Prophet Ayub alayhi salam was very quick to say to him that he knows that nothing he has on this earth is his. And it is Almighty Allah who gives when and whom he pleases. And he's the one who takes when he pleases as well. And the lesson I learned from this is for us to be reminded as Muslims that nothing we own in this world is ours. Not even the body that we have. Everything that we have belongs to Almighty Allah. And for the time that we have them, we must show gratitude. And for the time that we have them, we must show gratitude to Almighty Allah. And hard as it might be, even when they are taken away from us, we must try to show gratitude to Almighty Allah, as only Almighty Allah knows best why that particular possession has been taken away from us. Whether it's riches, whether it's wealth, whether it's loved ones, whether it's children, whatever it is that we have is being given to us as an amana, as a trust. And when Almighty Allah takes it away from us, as much as it can be painful, we should learn to be grateful in that moment as well, or at least not try not to transgress against Almighty Allah in those moments. All these worldly possessions and fortunes are given to us by Almighty Allah. And Almighty Allah loves us and gives to us what He knows that is good for us. An increase or a decrease in provision should not deter us or stop us from worshipping Almighty Allah in the way that we are supposed to. Because some people lose stuff and you'll be like, oh my God, I'm no longer praying, I've been praying, and I now finally lost this child, you know. One of the most beautiful things I've heard is when somebody is sick and you're praying for them to recover and you're praying for them to have ease, and when they die, sometimes their death is the best ease that they could have gotten. While we might not understand it because of our limited knowledge, be reminded that Almighty Allah is all-knowing and all-seeing. And so whatever it is that happens to us in this world is what Almighty Allah has destined, and it is what is best for us at that particular moment. And always be reminded and comforted with the fact that Almighty Allah has told us in the Holy Quran that He would never burden us with trials that we cannot handle. May Almighty Allah continue to protect us. May Almighty Allah allow us to scale His test, pass His test, and show mercy upon us when we display acts and attitudes of ingratitude. Ameen. Our dua prompt for today is going to be from Surah Al-Mu'minun, ayah number 118. And it reads, My Lord, forgive and have mercy, and You are the best of the merciful. Ameen. May Almighty Allah continue to protect us. May this Ramadan continue to be spiritually fulfilling for us in every aspect of our lives. Thank you so much for listening, and have yourself a fantastic iftar.